My name's Phil Hoare. I'm a crew manager on Greenwatch in Bodmin Fire Station, and I'm really looking forward to this challenge. I was involved in the first expedition to Iceland in 2006. Iceland was non-technical in a sense. It was cross-country skiing for 150 kilometres. That was challenging enough because there's only a couple of us out of the seven that had actually skied before. Technically, it was challenging in the way that temperatures did get down to minus 25 on, you know, regular periods and overnight. So pitching tents on glacier in the snow and protecting it from the strong winds that we had was the main challenge there. We had some of the worst weather they've actually had on the glacier for several years. This trip to Island Peak in the Himalayas, flying into actually 3,000 odd metres, is going to be a challenge in itself. We're living in the sunny part of Cornwall at sea level, so we're limited on the amount of actual altitude training that we can get in. We're preparing ourselves by being as physically fit as possible, and then it's going to be a fingers crossed to see how our bodies react to the altitude once we get there. The walk into the island, it will be a slow steady pace so that we don't gain too much altitude too quickly, really. That's going to be a steady trek up through the valley, and then through all the villages and temples that we see on the way through. So that's one of the things that's going to be a good chance to sit back and just acclimatise, really, and enjoy that part of the trip.
It's going to be in 19 days, isn't it, in total?
Yeah, so a lot of the time of the trip is going to be getting used to the lack of oxygen at that altitude. We have got a couple of days once we've landed in Kathmandu, which we'll you know, just relax and take it easy, really. Once we hit the base of the mountain, we'll start off early in the morning, so we end up at the top of the Island Peak with a bit of luck, probably around midday, so we're up and back in the day. The actual Island Peak itself is kind of like a ridge walk, so there's steep drops down both sides before you actually summit, so there will be an amount of securing each other on fixed ropes, which will be put in place for the Sherpas before we actually get there. So therefore we're going to be needing harnesses, crampons, ice axes, is to make sure that, you know, if we do slip, it doesn't become a slide and a fall, which would be...
You're well, you know, suited to this because you've done a lot of outdoor pursuits. I mean, what sort of outdoor pursuits do you do which, you know, gives you the sort of experience for this?
Probably limited on experience for doing trips to the Himalayas, but I've done quite a lot in this country, both winter and summer. And I've taken the guys up this winter up to the Lake District, where we've been walking in zero visibility. So my navigation skills have had to be spot on to get us up and down, like Scaffold Pike, which is the highest mountain in England, in winter conditions as well. So and showing the guys, you know, ice axe and crampon uses and how to use the tools to keep us safe. I've been outside for best part of my career, really, best part of my since a 10-year-old. I think I climbed Snowdon at the age of 10, and ever since then I got the bug, and I always, you know, love being outside, even, you know, just enjoying it, really.